This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps at the 2007 Kills Badwater Ultra Marathon.
My name is Denise Jones, and I'm fondly dubbed the Blister Queen. I give runners glorified pedicures by popping their blisters.
Many racers get, very bad blisters because it's impossible to have enough training in the heat for your feet. The rest of your body, you can train in a sauna or some heat, but your feet, it's 200 degrees on the surface of the road.
In my first bad water, these shoes melted. I had only one blister, the foot.
The whole foot.
The whole foot. It was just like that, the same shape.
And a lot of times for a first-time person, they're very anxious, and so they don't want to stop for anything. And, if you feel that blister coming on, it's really important to stop right away and deal with it because it's a very, very long race.
Especially with the heat, kind of expands the feet.
This is where they changed to be a bigger shoe.
I think some of the experienced runners have all different kinds. They cut out the shoe boxes so that, it allows the toes' ability to expand a little bit more.
Oh, the blisters, it's changed tremendously just because, the socks, because of... Like we have Ingo patches that sponsors me, and you can put them on your shoes if you're starting to get a hot spot. They have, Hydroglide, Sports Slick. We used to use petroleum jelly. So, they've changed a little
someone
bit.
Someone does get a blister. We prep it with tincture benzoin and kinesiotex. It's breathable, stretchable, and just like skin. And it stays on, doesn't roll. I can use it on toes. The ball of the foot is a pretty typical place. The heels. And then Injinji socks and a lube under the Injinji socks have revolutionized toe blistering. So they act like the layer of skin instead of the tape, the toe socks.
This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps at the 2007 Kills Badwater Ultra Marathon.